And we're now officially out of recess, and we're with members of the Road and Bridge Department.
I think we posted this specifically just to talk about the transition.
The biggest thing I wanted to make sure we had a discussion on, I think, Danny, we had some questions last week, is with that position of Frank's old position being vacant right now, how are we functioning as an office? How can we make sure we're communicating any changes necessary and just making sure that, what do you need from the commission to help give guidance? One of the things we made a decision last week was, in the past, we have been charging the airport to scrape their parking lot and their road. Sometimes we had a motion last week to not do that anymore, to put that on the whatever the route is, make sure we're scraping. I mean, we own the facility, and so we need to make sure they have some parking available like we do over here. I know maintenance sometimes does it here. Road and Bridge not always does it here. Randy or you ladies can tell me, but we don't charge back them when we scrape, so we don't want to charge the airport back to scrape. I was out there. It was pretty horrendous. Of course, the sleet was hard anyway, but a couple passes could have made a big difference. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, he said last time he did it, it cost him in transfers almost $900 in transfers. And he had found somebody who had scraped the whole parking lot for about $150. So he felt like he was paying way too much. So that's why he stopped calling. So I think I'm not saying we need to make the thing dry when it's snowing or anything, but we can at least scrape, get some of that ice off of there.
When it was slushy, it would have took 45 minutes to have cleaned it off, probably. And we'd have been done with the problem. So one thing that Jim and you brought it up is one thing is. And I know it's a pet peeve of Ron, is transfers upon county-owned property. We don't need a transfer of funds if we're doing projects that have been requested of Road and Bridge that are county-owned properties. It's unless there's a budget item that exists on that particular project, but that should be brought before the commission to make that decision. I think Jim was kind of like I was. We was just a little bit confused or disgusted that the parking lot was in that condition and the reasoning why. We hadn't been contacted. But,
well, we went out there for an airport board meeting. They're still conducting business out there, it was just ice covered. I asked Mr. Parent why, and he said, well, because of this. And so I didn't know the process was in like that. So
we wasn't aware that there was money transferred as far as Road and Bridge charging airport for any snow removal. I didn't know the airport was on any snow removal list, whether it should have been or not. I mean, we can put it on there pretty easily. We do the parking lots here. The upper garage, we also do the Sally Port, mm-hmm. and the other parking lots that we need to clear.
It's not on the list. That's why, because of that transfer.
Right. Now, we have in the past, there is I think Western Taney County has a fire station right on that same street, I believe, don't they?
Yeah, you were going up to that location.
Right. We do maintain and clear in front of Western Taney County's fire stations all of their locations, so that is on their list. So it's not a great imposition,
right,
to go through there and add that to it. So,
with the main purpose is, and I think efficiency is to understand that if we have a truck out there in that area, we're already pushing to the fire station. If they would run in there and made, if no more than, you wouldn't have even had to clean it the first time, but if they'd have made a couple of swipes in there to circle around where the public can get into a facility. I mean, that's basically the cost factor is null. I mean, it's not anything. So we would like to see. And any other thing that you know of, you work in the office, and any other things that you know of that are questionable, bring those to our attention. And if it has to do with county property or anything that we have, and you know it as well as I do, we have requests from citizens all the time that this is a public road and they want it cleaned and we can't do it. The maintenance, if they, my answer to their question when it comes that way is you need to apply for a county maintenance
addition.
So petition on it. So anyway, that's our main concern. And I don't know that we had a whole lot of things listed. I wasn't prepared for.
There were some other things we changed. Mr. Stottle had requested us to review the comp time rollover plan. Mm-hmm. And you guys, we made a motion on that. Did you guys hear that motion last week?
Right.
That we're rolling, we're going to extend that period before they have to get back to 80 hours.
Till June.
I think it was like just June. Okay. I'm not sure the motion, a couple motions ago. But yeah, it was June-ish, but we pushed that back because a lot of guys were piling up a lot of comp time. The other thing is we had a small problem over at the East Barn where during the snow thing we almost ran out of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That was just an oversight, but how did that process work, Randy?
The fuel supplies is supposed to be up to the supervisors to monitor, and when they need it, all they have to do is contact the girls at the office. They do a bid, and mm-hmm. I think that takes less than a couple hours or whatever notice. I'm not sure do a phone bid. They can get the fuel that day.
Okay.
It's they need to watch their supplies, and that's part of being prepped. And we've done the same thing, I think, at Hill to run out in one tank. And we need a better gauge on the tanks because the sight gauge they have is really hard to tell. They get clouded over and
cold weather and diesel and stuff.
Are we looking at replacing the gauges then?
They're getting costs.
Okay, they are getting costs.
If they get the costs on it, we'll bring that to you as to what that would cost to put a permanent dial gauge at the top of the tank, and then it's a lot easier to keep it tabs on that.
Kathy, I know that you sit in the main desk area there and go through most of the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I would like to have a cost of snow events or any event, if we like the ice event that we had, when we're completed with that, it helps with the amount of salt that's to be ordered the next year. We had several discussions last year about storing salt, and matter of fact, I think it had reached the point to where we thought it was being taken care of, and so we need to make sure that we know what those are and what's on hand and so on and so forth. So
The motion was actually to the June 30th.
June 30th.
Yeah, that's what Ron showed me, that motion.
Okay.
I think the reason I wanted to post it was really what information, do you guys need to be getting to us right now?
I have a couple things.
Sure, please.
Petitions. My main thing's petitions. I've got four petitions sitting over there from last year. How we used to do it is once they have fulfilled all the petition requirements, then I would get with Nikki. We'd set a hearing date for you guys to look at the petition. I would send out a letter to all the petitioners of the hearing date because they're able to come to that if they want to. And then Randy comes over and goes to the review. That kind of stopped. Frank stopped that and had me just hold them on your guys' direction. I've got four over there that I've gotten calls on this last week because of the snow since August.
One thing I would like on those petitions, obviously we're going to take action, at least some sort of action so that citizens aren't just sitting there in limbo.
Right.
I'd like to know at least the petition. As soon as you have a petition that you think you have the signatures, at least get it to us so we can review it.
Right.
Before we put on the agenda, because what we're working on changing our meeting process is there's a lot of things we're changing, but we're asking people who request to be on our agenda give us a packet of information well before the agenda day requested so that we can be prepared for those meetings. So, like on those petitions, it'd be great to know, where they are, what the petition, who's the requester, all that.
Okay.
sometimes, I mean, and I know that cartograph system, you guys are using it for costing. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern usually is what's the ongoing cost of that road once we take it in and recommendations. That's what, Randy, right. a lot of times you right. do that. Will that information be on that
yes.
document?
Yes.
So, I mean, I would think that as soon as you get a petition, you can get that information to us. So at least we can start being educated right. on what the request right. is.
Usually what I have done in the past is once Randy gets his review done, then I bring it to, used to make a copy for you guys, each one of the commissioners, to look at all that before we set a hearing date. Okay. So,
I mean, don't you think we should at least have that packet of information?
And it would save time. Randy brings the review in. If he has a video, it works well. But I know that a lot of the roads that have been taken in on the eastern side since I've been, I have went to the location and drove the roads so that we have some idea of what we're talking about. Randy has a great report that he gives, but on-site visit is worth more than the report is, because you see some things on there, and Randy brings up things that are, you know, ditch lines and easements and things like that. So just anything that you can help us with through this little transition period, well, then we would much appreciate it. You've got two other things, you
one,
said?
One more.
Well, before you go,
I've got one
okay.
more thing, too.
Okay.
On your road petitions, so you have four petitions that have been presented all during last year.
Yes, sir.
And they're not checked until they come before the county commission, so we don't check
no.
to see if the signatures
no,
are valid.
I do all that, and that has been done.
Oh, you do the, all that
right,
prior to your coming?
Yes, yes.
So you're ready to present to us, and you haven't presented because
yes.
you were told to stop.
Yes.
Told to
correct.
Hold them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
are all four petitions valid in your thinking?
Yes.
So they have enough signatures? And,
yes.
Okay. Would you make a little list for me as to what those roads are?
I've got them right here.
You've got them?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get those from you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If you. I mean, you have a little packet of information, right?
I do have the office. I do not have them with me right now. But
like, if you get one packet to us, we can get a scanning copy that will include the list and all that too.
Okay.
It'll have everything, the road review, everything.
That's
with
what
it,
like to see.
It's the map thing. And everything.
I know that we had visited with Frank last year about the mileage.
Mm-hmm.
The number of miles that the county could take in through in a year's time because of the economic situation, all those things. If we approve a date, you got four. I think four is enough to bring forward. But we need to know miles of road that are to be taken into the county system during this period of time, and we. At that time, we were going to set a number of miles that we could take in this year. We didn't want to take in more than we had money to maintain or to start a maintenance program.
Right.
So those kind of things are things that would be of interest.
And I think on the review, Randy has the – is that what you're talking about, on the review where he has how much?
Right.
There wasn't, okay.
Right. That all that information will be in the folder of each individual road, and we'll get that to Nikki up there so you guys can review all that ahead of time. One petition that was reviewed last year and approved with a contingency, the contingency hadn't been met because it had to do with a drainage issues and a hold harmless agreement, and we didn't get that part done. That one come up questionable.
That's
during
Savannah
the last
Place.
Snow event,
yes,
Savannah Place.
I talked to the president last Friday. The ball was dropped on our side in the commission
right.
office. I guess we didn't instruct the attorney to get the hold of harmless agreement to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working through that process.
Okay, and that's not included in my four. So okay.
So that
was one that I wanted to bring to your attention. How do you want to perceive that one? Do we? I don't know if the guy's done anything on the roads or not, but I know we did get a lot of calls from that particular area.
I talked to the gentleman, and we have to have that hold harmless
okay.
agreement. That
okay.
was the
yeah.
condition of
yeah.
the motion. So
right.
we don't want a situation where we're
we haven't done nothing
a lot
to the
liabilities.
Roads
okay.
because they've called and we've
right.
told, you know, said that it's not going to happen right now.
Now that's our fault, but here's another question that comes into view when we request certain information from an individual. And they have a road petition before us. In the past, and it was adopted by a previous commission, I don't know whether Jim was set on that, but we had a year's time that if they didn't meet the request of the county commission, then that petition was, they had to reapply.
Okay.
Jim, do you remember that, or was
that was prior to me.
Okay.
That was prior to me.
But now that is on record as a vote, so if we wanted to change that, we'd have to, but what we did is we had lingering roads with lack of survey or something that was requested, right, or some of these things that may be with this road, hold harmless or whatever, and those things have to be met before we can move forward, and it's paperwork, and when we bring existing road petitions before the county commission, there it sits. And so,
one thing that Ron showed me, and maybe asked this question, you know, because of the weather event we had a chance or an opportunity to recoup some money of damaged roads, mm-hmm, not for the snow removal,
but for the ice.
Yeah, not snow removal, but it's specific to road damage. You talked about Catfish and Gunnison had a lot of chip loss. I mean, it has to equal the total event has to have $100,000 in damages to our roads.
That could be all roads. With
all roads combined equal $100,000 in damages.
I don't know that we're going to get that amount. I think we, with them two particular roads, even if we had to put a new chip seal surface, I don't think we could get that amount of money. We could get close with the one road because of the length of it. And I don't really know the cause of the issue down there, but I was plowing that road particularly myself on Gunnison, and we're going to have a problem with that particular surface when it starts warming up. I think we're going to have a flushing of that oil.
All roads combined, though.
These monies will, that's exactly what they will work towards. Okay. Our roads have been damaged because of the weather, and if, in fact, we can come up with that amount total on all our roads or any combination of the roads, then we have an opportunity to grab that money. And I don't think we should miss that opportunity. If
you guys have a list of roads?
I did ask Carlin and Stottle, and they both told me that they didn't think they would. But right. Tomorrow I'll reapproach them again about
same
it.
Same roads at $10,000 damage,
right,
is the same as one road for $100,000. Right. So right, you can look again, one more time.
I don't know that I can determine that the ice storm actually caused this particular problem with the road is going to be the problem.
Good. So the Fed might not be able to either.
You know, we don't really know. I know it is an ongoing problem there with a couple of them. But I'll get with David and Harlan and see if we can determine that.
Amount. Randy, any time that we cut ice off a road with a road grader, it should be considered, because we're going to take off, when you do that, you're going to take off surface. And when you take off surface, that means that we may have to chip and seal that road way premature from what it would be on the schedule. And so that's what we're looking for. And we have the opportunity to collect, you know, $100,000 to $130,000 to redo those roads, and that's what we want to do.
Okay.
One last thing is part of the process, you guys, the signee designation form, you know, where who's authorized to sign
right
for what and all that.
Right.
I think we have to make some modifications to that.
Okay.
Have you guys looked at it lately, the form?
You're talking about, like, for payroll accounts?
Payroll
yes,
and
yes,
purchasing.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, where Frank may have signed for things before. So would you, we haven't talked about who's signing for what, gentlemen, because of the change. But we need to look at maybe the recommendations that you guys are making and see how much involved we want to be in this interim period.
It was before. I mean, just for your knowledge, the payroll was me, Randy, and Frank could sign it. Accounts okay payable the same. Phone system was me and Frank. I can bring you a copy of it if you would like it. I sure will.
Why don't you bring a copy? We need to look at that. So we just in this interim period. The other thing is, the biggest thing is making sure you guys know to come to us if there's any questions. I mean, don't stay over there because we haven't called for a meeting. And if you have a question, make sure you get it to us.
I mean, is it okay? Like the other day, is it for me emailing you guys? Is that
As long as we respond in email. And right.
I mean, should I email you guys plus Nikki so that she's got a copy?
Yeah,
okay.
Be best.
Okay.
what ultimately that bill will go through accounts payable, so we'll vote on it officially then, but given guidance. But
right, right.
That's why it doesn't require a vote, because we will vote ultimately on that expense.
Right, right.
Accounts payable. That's all I had, gentlemen. That was the only thing I had on my list.
You were talking to us, right?
Was talking to you.
I have one more thing. On dirt agreements, how do you want me to handle those? I've got some from last year on the – I'm holding for the same reason I was told on the petitions.
I think that
But say again what that was.
Dirt agreements.
Oh, yeah, I need to look at it.
Well, we have – it's pretty well can be handled by Harlan and by
Stottle,
because they themselves are – the ones that know if there's a location where there is, and I think we had the same.
My concern is any conflicts, any perceived conflicts.
That's what I don't want, and
so
that's the reason.
Maybe we should see them.
The three or less.
I think that right now, Ron's not familiar with it right now, and that may be best to kind of reintroduce that whole process and have a discussion on the jury.
And I can't tell you if these are three or less because it's not noted on them when they were given to me, but I will bring them to you.
It's a county money savings operation that we put into effect because we do not want to haul material for long distances to place in other locations when we have a project that is close to some place where there is a dirt agreement.
Right.
So.
Why don't you get those over to us?
I sure will.
Randy, could you bring up the manholes? Are they aware of the manholes that we discussed this morning?
No, I didn't bring that.
You got any more?
I just want one more clarification from you guys on the transfers. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Go ahead.
Before, like when we did work on the courthouse, like when we down the gym and stuff, I was always told to do transfers.
Correct.
Do I still do it that way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What we're trying to avoid is before you do a transfer, make sure everyone knows it's going to be a transfer.
Okay.
Sometimes last year it appeared that, we needed to get quotes because sometimes they were shocked with the amount.
Right.
And I understand it's a different tax dollar. We have to keep all the books clean, but what we don't want to do is any unnecessary transfer The budget's harder to read when you show money. It's not a wrong way of accounting. It's just a different way to account. And so it kind of inflates the revenues for the entire county. Because you receive tax money, and then we transfer them. We have to receive this tax money, so it looks like double revenues.
Okay.
When really it's not.
Okay.
So I think what you were saying is that we don't want unnecessary transfer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You started to say something about manholes. Did I hear you?
We have some issues with some manholes, and I've talked with John Suti, I've talked with the city of Branson and with Great River. The Ozark Beach project, them are all under warranty, so Great River's working on that, see if they can get the contractor to take care of those. We have some additional ones in the Bee Creek sewer.
Let me ask you a question about that, if I could, real quick. The ones that you're looking at, those are the ones that fall within county roads.
Yes, all of these are in county roads.
So how about people who have private roads? They should contact sewer district individually if they have a problem with when they plow their road?
Possibly. Like in Ozark Beach, probably the engineering firm, contact them if we still have an issue with them. They all went through a punch list.
Not Ozark Beach specifically, just in general.
Just in general? I would contact the sewer department first and go that route. So,
gentlemen, we went out to bid with Great River Engineering on that project to fix the manhole rim improvements, and these six were missed. They were not found until the snow removal started. We had finished that contract with Rosetta Construction, but Great River and I are working with Victor Rosetta from Rosetta Construction to come back before the commission and the sewer board.
For the six?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess Harlan had said that down here on Wye Highway it damaged one of the trucks, did it? Not the plows on the trucks, could it?
Consider it too high?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've got, it's a trip mechanism on this particular plow that they're having to get parts, and it's going to take a few weeks to get the parts. I don't have the cost, but it's, they're not cheap. So.
Will that be insurance? How are we going to do that? Warranty, insurance?
I'm not sure how to.
We probably need a company. I mean, it's not cheap parts, I assume.
No, the parts aren't going to be cheap. They can get them and they can repair it, but I don't know if we want to turn it in on our insurance or just how we want to handle that.
How many thousands are this? I mean,
well, I can get the cost because I know they were checking on the parts.
Because so. if it's we're talking $5,000 or $10,000, we probably need to look at insurance or go against the warranty if we can prove that they were installed too high.
I can get you a cost on the parts.
We'll get it for you.
I don't think it'll be.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, I've questioned this all along. I think this should be a sewer department problem. Manhole covers and rings. Now they can work through road and bridge to locate, identify, and all those things. But the manholes. Wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the sewer department's contracts, and if they need to look back and find warranty issues or anything like that, it should go through the sewer department, because they may be, if there's any correction in that, they should be the funding mechanism to take care of it.
And they are aware. John Suti contacted me last week, but he thought there were only three. And Randy contacted me this morning that day, and he let me know there is six.
Yeah. And it's posted for Thursday, it looks like, that we're going to talk about Thursday on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
Manhole structures.
All right, Adam.
That's it.
Hey, to rush you out, we've still got three more things on our agenda before we can go to lunch.
Thank you, guys.
I guess the correction, two more things, plus we haven't talked about.
Linda, do you want to come up? We had chatted at the end of last week regarding an RFQ for energy contracting, and it's set today to chat about that very thing as to whether or not we would move forward with the, I believe, entire complex of buildings that are sitting here, this, the old jail and the new jail and judicial facility.
I would like, part of my thoughts is to write the RFP that we would be open to people like EPM, which is a non performance contracting engineer, but I don't want to limit just to those type of businesses. So if we can write the RFP in such a way that also includes performance contracting engineers too.
Well, are we going to do an RFP or an RFQ, Linda?
Let me know.
We had talked RFQ.
The RFQ is where we'll go out for qualifications.
Yes.
The RFP is where we'll actually know figures.
Well, maybe we write two RFQs then. One for performance contracting, which we've never done that before. And then otherwise it's energy professionals.
We have two or three companies that want to be involved in it.
Right. Because I'm sure you can get a pretty standard template, though. I mean, the key is this campus is what we're looking at. Because I believe in talking to both the firms that I've talked to, the value for the county is trying to consolidate and centrally manage all the buildings. So I think that's part of the a requirement. And then, go ahead, sir.
No, the question is, are we in fact going to do that?
And I think we should.
I agree.
And I think if you could use Hollis, or Debbie has always wrote their RFQ, they've said that they'd make their template available. That engineer that was here over last week, he said he'd make his template available too. I believe that
the more information we can gather. I know City of Branson recently went out and awarded a performance contracting bid. I guess it was last fall. So Mona Menendez may be a resource for you to get her documentation that they went out for. So it may have been more than a year ago, half a year ago, but I know that they wrote an RFQ specifically for this too.
Okay.
How much time do we need once we advertise them? We'll build it first and then...
And then once it goes out for advertisement, it's 30 days.
That's our policy or that's what they've asked for?
That's our policy and that's what they ask for as well. Usually on an RFQ and an RFP, I let it stand for... It can go for 21 to 30 days.
One thing I would make sure that you either include, but you may want to include, is they're going to... I mean, some standard questions that we've been asked is square footage of the jail separate from the office space. They like floor plans. They want to know our utility bills by month, at least 12-month. They'd like 24-month. I know that... that's all going to be, you know, part of that's going to come from Renee over in Buildings and Grounds, the other's going to come from the auditor's office. But I think you might as well include that in the RFQ because otherwise you're just going to get a bunch of phone calls.
Okay.
They're going to want to know, I think they can price per kilowatt hour, but I think those are also those questions that's the, I think EPM and I'm not thinking, was it Phillips? Who was the other engineering firm that went through this with us last year? Performance contracting. There's some engineering. It was some petroleum company that.
Chevron.
Chevron. Mm-hmm. They also requested some information. So, anyway, I just want to make sure we ask enough, provide enough information that it doesn't cause a lot more work on your end trying to gather the information.
I will contact Debbie and work with the template they have available and see if we can go to the 21 days, because I know that we want to do a quick turnaround on the company that we select. Then we have to lock in that the prevailing wage is what she's very interested in, concerned about. Yes, that's correct.
You may want to also provide in the RFQ what equipment we have.
Okay.
You know, Johnson Controls over the new facility and whatever we have here, but that's going to be some of the questions they have. How many units? You know, part of just basically an inventory of what we have. But you may get some more. In looking at everyone else's Hollisters and City of Branson, they may have some other things that we'll have to include.
Did I understand, Debbie, that we will meet the requirements regarding the prevailing wage if we have our RFQ out in time?
It's an RFP that we
require.
That's correct. That we put the actual prevailing wage with.
But it's not when the bid is actually received. It's when that goes out.
When it goes out. That's correct.
Okay.
So we get the RFQ back, decide if what type of RFP we're going to write up, and then get that out, and then that basically locks it in.
That's correct.
Basically, is that all you need from us, Linda?
Yes, sir.
I mean, do we vote to go on to an RFQ, or do we need
or just
vote,
direction.
Or just give direction, or gentlemen?
I don't know that we've went to a vote on it before in the past. I'm not going to say one way or the other, but I'm almost sure that we didn't. We just give direction.
I think it's more direction.
It's not a cost. It's not a cost.
Man-hours is all it is.
Right, but it's not a cost to the county until we get to the other stages, and then we have to vote.
Yeah, we're not committing ourselves to anything by doing an RFP.
Right.
We're just seeking qualifications.
Right.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you stop by and tell the county clerk that we're ready for her?
Yes, I certainly will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's a packet. Do you have all this? Why don't you take this packet? This
I'm going to take that. Perfect.
And I don't get that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not mistaken, the county clerk would get most to talk about the
what is she got control. She got the information. She got the information, you know.
She's supposed to.
If she doesn't, are we going to drag that into another hour-long session?
I hope not. I was hoping to have lunch.
No.
I don't care if
no,
it's
we're
on.
Not, no, we're not going to, yeah. Thank you, Norton. I'll give you the log. Right here.
Yellow. No. Okay. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. What is the terminology that we're supposed to use on this appointment by another time or whatever that
we will postpone to a definite time our meeting with Donna to
discuss and vote.
Let's say
1 o'clock. Because we're going to do BOE anyway.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Now recess? We need to vote on that?
We will stand in recess. Yes. Let's back up.
Back it up. All right.
You need a motion to postpone till 1 o'clock the discussion with Donna regarding the distribution of flood control funds.
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion made and seconded to postpone till 1 o'clock the discussion regarding the distribution of flood control funds for Taney County with the county clerk, Donna Neely. Thank you. We now will stand in recess. Oh, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
Motion carried unanimously.
I guess I'm hungry.